Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello. Welcome to Sunday Fun Day, October 15th, 2017. It is a new official, new technology day in the Cypress household all week. If you've been following me, been upgrading the technology, got the new iPad Pro, got the new brand new state-of-the-art modem and double the speed of the internet to 300-something, and got a new landline phone, but my old phone still kind of breaking up a little bit, so we'll be replacing this one. My Rhino of the Day didn't share. Just a plain little plastic Rhino. We share Rhino of the Day to start. Got many of those. And so, the good old folks at Amazon have delivered the new phone system. So we'll be checking this thing out. Let's see what we got. Ooh, it's like Christmas, only it's happy technology. And there it is. So the new phone system that'll be going in. Two phones, one brand. Oh, number one brand. And so there you go. I'll be installing that, which I have a feeling even I will be able to do rather easily. And then we also got, for the first time ever, instead of buying a used one, I actually bought a brand new laptop. First time ever. Price has come down low enough, I guess. They just made it a no-brainer. It's just a part of the wow strategy, the irresistible offer. It was so inexpensive and reasonable to get the new one instead of getting a used one like I always do. And I got the exact same manufacturer and all, have an IBM ThinkPad. So I'm hoping, as we open this thing up, I'm hoping that the upgrade to this will be short and sweet and simple to do. So there's something else in there. All right. So I think that this is some kind of, let's see, we got the power cords or whatever in here. Yep. Oh, power, one power cord. Very nice. So we have a power cord, although again, I already have the power cord. I already have my docking station and my multiple monitor set up and all that. And so hopefully, oh, this is a lot slimmer than the one I have. Very cool. So we have the new IBM Lenovo, whatever that means, brand I must have bought years ago for laptop. The ThinkPad computer. Oh, complete with no battery. So, must have a battery somewhere. I guess they put that in a separate thing. Maybe it's in that box. Yes. It's in the box. It's brand new. I started thinking, oh, maybe I bought one without a battery, but it's brand new. Gotta have the battery. So there you go. We got the battery. We got the IBM ThinkPad, and I'll be transferring all of my files over to this new one today on Happy Technology Day. So the next time I come to you, we'll hopefully be on a working brand new laptop, as opposed to this one that's been getting glitchy. A couple of the keyboard things are kind of off and on, not working so great anymore. So I'm like, time to get a new computer and upgrade. And I've been busily spending a bunch of time yesterday and this morning kind of preparing everything, got to back everything up, and I'm looking online with how to transfer the things over and the this and the that, and I got to install all the software and whatever. And so hopefully I'm able to handle this properly. My new phone, my new laptop computer to go with the new iPad, the new modem, the new internet. What else? Upgrading to, I got that phone is on a landline now, so that'll help alleviate the stress on the internet connection that's always been choppy in the past. And, my beautiful wife Michelle have visited two different places looking to possibly get new iPhones instead of her old iPhone 4. However, these phones are crazy. They want like $700 for an iPhone 7 and like $650 for an iPhone 6 or something. We bought these for $50. I know it's like 5 years ago or whatever, but it was like, it was on like the Friday when the guy goes, what are you crazy getting the iPhone 4? The new one, iPhone 5, is coming out Monday. I was like, that's exactly why I'm here. We got those things for like $50. I guess times have changed. And since I hardly use it, I'm thinking of not getting one. But I think my beautiful wife, Michelle, who uses a cell phone, will get one for her. At least we'll get one for her. And maybe just keep it on the same plan we have or something. Can't figure it out. But we will attempt to get that all ironed out this week and complete. Happy New Technology Week. So I hope you are also upgrading things in your life, in your business on a constant basis, because otherwise you get behind like I am with the old iPhone 4 and the old iPad 3 and the old 2010 laptop I'm working on or whatever, and the old phone system about 15 years old, and the old modem that was only 2 years old, but the internet was slow and choppy and whatever, and hopefully you're always upgrading, but at the same time you're enjoying life. Today is Sunday Funday. Hopefully you're relaxing and enjoying the day. And as you can see, every Sunday since I gave up on watching the spoiled, ridiculous kids who I now just laugh at, by the way, this whole NFL thing, I just laugh whenever I see on the news any images of these guys, the players are like disrespecting all the fans, themselves, country, like overwhelming fan base of the NFL is like pro-America, pro, like have some self-respect. I mean, it's just hilarious that the team owners, who are otherwise very intelligent, they're billionaires, most of them, or multi-millionaires at least, like are allowing their employees to disrespect the target market, like and alienate them, like right in their face. Like, I understand you players think one way, but your target market, your customers, think totally differently. So what the heck are you doing? I mean, hopefully you're not doing that out there in your business. I guess I'm throwing a little business tip on the way here, but this is what I found to intrigue me and keep me busy for this Sunday. And I predict that every Sunday for the rest of my life, I will find something to do. And I already don't miss the NFL or think, oh, I need to watch the games or any of that nonsense. Like, and now since I've completely gone through the five stages of grief and I'm over it, withdrawal from the NFL, but now I'm just laughing. I'm like, you're really allowing that? Like, anyone watching here on a business, would you allow your employees to do something that they feel very personally attached to, but it does not help your company make money, but it hurts it and costs money? Like, you would absolutely not allow that. But the NFL has worked itself into such a pretzel because they have, their whole system is based on a scarcity of employees. The fact that there's only one great quarterback winning the Heisman Trophy coming out of the college this year, and everyone's going to want that number one pick, or everyone's going to want, you know, the top 50 guys. Like, and you're not easily just going to go, like, let's say you owned a McDonald's, any fast food place, and your fast food place was in a mall, but all the employees were like, you were great. You were employing all kinds of people who really needed the work from the inner city, and they were happy to take the $7 or $10 an hour or whatever they make at a minimum wage, and they're happy with that. It's good, and they can move up and become a system manager and take what they're learning from working in the fast food place, working in the system, showing up every day, you know, treating the customers right. You're going to train all kinds of things. They can take that into the life. A lot of us worked in fast food as kids, right? So it didn't matter. It's how learning. You made a little bit of money because that's just the way it works. You know, it's like on a paper route. I made $10 a week or whatever. It's not about the $10. I learned a lot working on a paper route. But could you imagine then they're in a mall in an upscale area, and just because all the employees are feeling like, oh, there was something in our community yesterday that happened, and so therefore before we serve anyone food today, we're going to raise our fists in the air. Like, what? We're going to go like, you know, hey, somebody's going to walk in and go like, yeah, I'd like a burger and fries and a Coke. And they're going to go like, okay, that'll be $4.50. Like, what'd you just do? Like, black power. Like, I'm sure it's a fantastic cause, and it's something you're very, very personal about, and I love your passion. But, like, comical that, like, you bring all that personal animosity and grief and grievances and whatever into the workplace. I mean, the NFL, isn't the NFL like the most famous league in the world for telling everyone what to do and, you know, how to dress? You got to show up at what time? You got to do 20 push-ups because we said do 20 push-ups. If we lost the game, then I played sport. If you lost the game, you're doing wind sprints. You know, you're doing 100 extra push-ups. You're doing whatever. Nobody sat there and said, like, yeah, no, Yeah, whatever. Like, you're the boss. Whatever you say, you tell us what to wear. Oh, we can't wear different colored shoes, different colored socks. We can't take out a Sharpie and sign it. We can't dance in the end zone. We can't, you know, wear something, a decal on our helmet. We can't. Of course, you can't do any of this stuff. However, your own personal grievance, well, of course, do that right in the face. So while the national anthem plays and 50,000 people stand at attention, face the flag, put their hand over the hearts, a lot of them mouthing words to the national anthem, we'll just see that the employees down on the field, like half of them, are bowing and kneeling and putting their face in their hands and black power, whatever. And it's all good stuff. It's First Amendment. It's a free country. It's fantastic. The greatest country on earth. You can do all that stuff, but man, hopefully, if you have your own business, you're not allowing any of that nonsense. Like, they got to go. As Donald Trump says, I don't know if you call him a son of a bitch, but like, they got to go, dude. You just can't do that here. What are you, crazy? Out of their minds. So now I'm just laughing at the NFL. And that's another thing, I guess, that I'm enjoying my day. So there you go. Sunday fun day for two reasons. New technology day and laughing again at an entire business that is killing its income because they are at it. They can't. They control their athletes at like 99.9% of what they do. And then a customer-facing activity, when they actually get on the field and all eyes are on them, then they blow it and let them do something right in the face to disrespect everybody. Anyway, hey, Jim is here. Craig, John, Donna, Steve, Darlene, hope you guys enjoy your Sunday Funday. Thanks for being here today. I don't see any comments, questions, or any laughing along with me or laughing at me or whatever you want to do. It's all good. And I'll be back here tomorrow with Direct Mail Monday, hopefully doing a live video for me to my brand new laptop, my brand new iPad 8 Pro or the brand new laptop. And let's see which one I do my Facebook live video tomorrow. Well, hopefully get the laptop working. So I guess I'll test it on that tomorrow. And hopefully I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.